Unit 4, Section 1. A visit to the doctor.
Hello, Mr. White. What can I do for you today?
Well, I've got this pain in my ear. A sore throat, and I keep losing my voice.
Do you think you have a cold?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, go on.
Well, I was up on the roof all day yesterday, you know.
On the roof?
Mm.
Well, what were you doing there?
Well, I was putting up a new TV aerial, and I had a few problems. It was terribly cold.
Well, go on.
Well, last night I got this throat, and I started getting hot.
Do you have a temperature? Have you taken it?
Yes, it's 100.
Right. Let's have a little look. Open wide. Mm-hmm. Let's have a look at this here. Turn a little, will you? That's good. Right you are, Mr. White.
Thank you, Doctor.
Right now. You're all thrown to bed for 3 days.
Ooh.
On the way, take this to the chemist. Take it 3 times a day after meals. Nothing to worry about. It'll clear up quickly enough. All right, then?
Yeah.
Cheerio.
Unit 4, Section 2. Relaxation tape.
These exercises are designed to relieve your feelings of stress and tension. If you follow them properly, you will feel more relaxed. Are you ready? Sit back in your chair and put your feet slightly apart on the floor. Put your hands in your lap, one on top of the other, with the palms upwards. Close your eyes. Keep your mouth closed and take a deep breath through your nose. Now, take another deep breath. Now, tense the muscles in your left leg by pressing your left foot as hard as you can onto the floor. Now, relax it. Now, press your right foot hard onto the floor. Now, relax it. Now, lift up your left hand and squeeze your fingers into your palm. Now, relax your left hand. Now do the same with your right hand. And then relax it. Lift your shoulders as high as you can. And now let them fall. Turn your head slowly to the left. And now turn it to the right. Now, bring it to the center again. Once more, take a deep breath. When you breathe out, make it last twice as long as when you breathe in. Now, take another deep breath. Now, another deep breath. Now listen to your breathing. Try to think only about your breathing. If you begin to think of anything else, remember to think once more about your breath.
Unit 4, Section 3. Mind your back.
Health education today looks at backache. All of us get backache sometimes. Usually, it's because too much strain has been put on the backbone, making it bend out of its normal shape. So it's not unusual for all of us to get backache as a result of a long car or plane journey, during which we may be forced to sit for long periods with our back in an unnatural and uncomfortable position. However, all sorts of activities put a strain on our back in everyday life, and we don't think about them until our back causes us trouble. Then it may be too late. So, how do we stop back trouble from starting? Our posture, or the way we hold our body, is the most important. And this means making sure our backbone, or spine, keeps its natural shape. You should always keep your head up and your shoulders straight, with the lower part of your back hollow or curved inwards. In this way, you keep the natural shape of your spine. The way you stand is also important. If you stand with your weight on one leg, you will twist the backbone. So make sure you rest your weight equally on both feet when you're standing for a long time. The way we bend is also very important. Most of us bend at the waist rather than the knees without thinking about it. When we do this, we curve our back, and this is not good for us. If we don't bend properly, we put a lot of extra pressure on our back when we lift heavy things. The correct way to lift something is to bend at the knees and allow the legs to do as much of the work as possible. They are much stronger than your back. Heavy weights are bad for your back, so if you are very fat, there is only one way to avoid back trouble, and that is to lose weight. Finally, many of the fashion shoes we buy have heels that cause a bad posture by making it difficult for us to walk and stand. So make sure you buy comfortable shoes. In general, then, we should always think about what is happening to our back. So if we find the car or aeroplane seat is uncomfortable for our own back, we should get something like a cushion to support it. Remember to take care of your back now.